说感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你又把我们召集到一起。
Because you gather us together again.
你要向我们解开你的心意。
And you want to reveal your heart to us.
因为从远古你就已经定规了你所要做的一切。
Because long ago you have determined what you want to do.
你也乐意把你心里的话向人解开。
And you're also willing to open your heart to men.
我们就是在这样的光景底下蒙了何等的恩惠。
And it's in this condition we've been blessed with this grace.
你救了我们，你开通了我们的耳朵。
You have saved us. You have opened up our ears.
也开通了我们的心。
You have also opened our hearts.
叫你天上在那边说话的时候，我们在地上能有所反应。
So that as you speak to us in heaven, we will respond on earth.
你让我们向着你也是如此的有渴慕。
And you also give us a desire for you.
就全是你自己借着圣灵做工在我们身上的结果。
And that is the result of your work upon us through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们到你面前来的时候，我们仍然仰望你来施恩。
So as we come into thy presence, we still look to thee to bless us with grace.
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，今天晚上又一次让我们有所看见。
This is the spirit of wisdom and revelation. We do ask that you enlighten us again.
我们感谢你。
We thank thee.
因为一切都是根据天上的安排。
Because everything is according to what is willed in heaven.
我们看到地上的事物的时候，我们就思念天上的定义。
When we see the things on earth, we would think about the will that is in heaven.
因此求我们的主，你给我们有一个敏锐的感觉。
And so, Lord, we do ask that you give us a very sensitive feeling.
也有准确的反应。
And that you also give us an accurate response.
巴不得天上的心意在地上找到出口。
So that you can find a channel for your work on earth.
主，你看我们这些人还行，求你使我们成为你的出口。
And Lord, when you still deem us worthy, that you would allow for us to be your channel.
你就先让我们领会、明白、也知道你所要做的一切。
That you would first allow for us to know and understand all the work that you want to do.
主，我们仰望等候你。
Now we look and wait upon you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 我们继续从第五章还要再看一点点。
We still want to continue to look a little bit into chapter 5.
我们看见羔羊被领到神的宝座前来的时候。
We see as the lamb is led before the throne.
哦，天上就又引出了一个很大的敬拜。
There is a great worship that is in heaven.
那是二十四长老跟四活物他们唱起新歌来的时候。
And that is brought forth when the four living beasts and the 24 elders sang a new song.
说出了羔羊怎样适配。
They tell us how the lamb is worthy.
那当他们在那里高举神的羔羊的时候。
And when they're exalting the lamb of God.
我们也就看见万有都在那里响应。
We can see that all creation responds.
天上的被造之物响应。
That it is the creatures in heaven that respond.
地上的也响应。
And also those on earth also respond.
沧海里的也响应。
And those in the seas also respond.
哦，这是非常非常宝贝的一件事。
And that is a very, very precious matter.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
因为看到这个天象所引出来的整个宇宙里面的敬拜。
Because we can see this phenomenon in heaven that would lead to the worship in the entire universe.
我们就不得不说我们的主实在是配得一切的敬拜。
Then indeed, we must say that our Lord is truly worthy of all worship.
那么今天晚上我们先要来留意。
And tonight, let us first pay attention.
为什么羔羊是配?
Why is it that the lamb is worthy?
羔羊是配是根据什么?
What is the foundation for the worthiness of the lamb?
我们十分的相信。
We truly believe.
羔羊是配不是因为他是神的儿子。
The lamb is worthy is not because he is the son of God.
羔羊是配是因着他做了一些事情。
The lamb is worthy because he has done some work.
是按照神的旨意。做成了一些事情。
He has completed something according to the will of God.
这也就是腓立比书二章所给我们看到。
That also shows us in Philippians chapter 2.
神把他高举起来，不是因为他是神的儿子。
That God exalts him not just because he is God's son.
而是因为他照着父神的旨意做出了一些事情。
It is because he has done something according to the will of the Father.
所以神就把他升为至高。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest.
在这里我们又一次看到同样的事。
And here we also see a similar thing.
那 当所有被造之物，天上的、地上的、沧海里的，都在那里承认羔羊是配的时候。
And so at that time, when every creature which is in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and in the seas, proclaim that the Lamb is worthy.
我们不能不注意。他为什么是配?
Then we must pay attention. Why is it that he is worthy?
在他们唱新歌的时候,
when they sing this new song,
已经说出了他为什么是配。
It tells us why is he worthy.
上面二十四长老里面的一个说的，神手中的那一卷书卷印上七个印是没有人能展开的。
Previously, the 24 elders said that no one is able, no one is worthy to open this book, the scroll of the sealed with seven seals.
只有犹大的狮子大卫的根，他能揭开那七印，拿着那书卷。
But only the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David is worthy to open the seal on this book.
那现在我们就要来看了。
And so now we must see.
他怎么能拿那个书卷，怎么能揭开那七印？
How is he able to take the scroll and to open the seals?
长老们唱的新歌里面就说出这样的话。
And so in the new song of the elders, they say
this. 第五章第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷。
And they sung a new song saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你曾被杀。
Because thou was slain.
因为你曾被杀。
Because thou was slain.
就是这么一件事。
That is what it is.
他配。
He is worthy.
乃是因为他曾被杀。
Because he once was slain.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个也就是我们在腓立比书二章所看见的那个事实。
This is also the fact which we see in Philippians chapter 2.
神把他的儿子升为至高。
That God exalted his son to the highest.
不是因为他是儿子。
Not because he is the son.
而是因为他的儿子曾经被杀。
It is because his son once was slain.
那腓立比书二章那里说到他被杀的那个过程。
And Philippians chapter 2 tells us of the process how he was slain.
就给我们很清楚地看见。神儿子的降卑。
Then it allows for us to see how the God's Son humbled himself.
神儿子的忍受。
How he had to forbear.
神儿子的毫无保留的交付他自己。
How he emptied himself without any reservation.
只是为着一个目的。
Just for one purpose.
就是要成全父的心意。
And that is to do the will of the Father.
那所以他就死里复活的。
And so when he was risen from the dead,
神就让他升为至高。
God exalted him to the highest.
这里也就是这样说。
And so there it also tells us,
你能揭开赤印。
You're worthy to open the seal. You're worthy to take the book to see.
乃是因为你曾被杀。
It is because you once were slain.
在这一件事上面。
And on that matter.
我们不重复那个经历。
We won't go through again the experience.
但是我们不能不要指出那个结果。
But we must point forth the result.
羔羊被杀的结果。
The result of the lamb being slain.
究竟是怎么一回事呢?
What is the result?
那我们可以从这个长老们所唱的新歌里头起码看到三方面。
From this new song of the elders, we can see three aspects of that.
头一件事说，因为你曾被杀。
The first thing it tells us, for thou was slain.
用自己的血从各国各族各民各国中买了人来。
And has redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation.
那这是头一件事。
That is the first thing.
当然买把这些人买回来是叫他们归于神，这是我们上一次提过了。
And of course we have been redeemed, that is to God, we have mentioned that last time.
那现在我们重在说买了人来这个事实。
But now our focus is on this fact that he has redeemed us.
那我们特别留意这一件事。
Now let us pay attention to that matter.
当羔羊没有被杀以前。
Now before the lamb was slain.
一般的说来。
In general.
人和神中间有非常大的难处。
There is a great difficulty man has with God.
人和神中间不能沟通。
Man cannot have fellowship with God.
神也不可能在人的中间自由地做工，显明他的。
And God cannot freely work amongst men and manifest His will.
说清楚一件事情就是说， 神和人中间没有交通。
To be clear, there is no fellowship between God and man.
虽然在旧约里边有以色列被造。
Even though in the Old Testament Israel was called,
神也让他们有了律法。
And God has given them the law.
有了献祭的事情。
And given them sacrifices.
好像是人和神中间有了交通。
Seemingly there would be fellowship between God and man.
但是我们不能不说。
But we must also say.
那一个只是一个影儿的交通。
That is only a fellowship in shadow.
那一个只是一个影儿，人和神中间的关系有了调节。
That is only a shadow of the reconciliation between God and man.
但是认真说起来。
But to be very strict.
在旧约里面，虽然有律法，虽然有献祭的。
In the Old Testament, even though there is the law and the matters of sacrifice.
人和神的那个间隔还是那么明显的。
The barrier between God and man, it is still very evident.
人还是不能直接与神有交通。
Man cannot have direct fellowship with God.
他们要寻求神，非要透过祭司不可的。
When they want to seek after God, they must do it through the priest.
神和人中间就有了一个居间的人物在那。
Therefore, there is a mediator between God and man.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
当这一位神的羔羊被杀的时候。
Now when this Lamb of God was slain.
天和地就打通了。
The heaven and earth was opened.
人与神中间的间隔就挪开了。
The barrier between God and man was removed.
人与神的交通就接上了。
And the man can have fellowship with God.
那这是非常宝贝的一件事。
And that is a very precious matter.
做一个交通的接上。
And this fellowship that we're able to have is not merely that we're able to have fellowship. Now, if we merely are able to be connected in fellowship with God, then that is very frail. But we thank our Lord because the Lamb was
slain.
Man's difficulty with God has been completely dealt with. It has been dealt with to a point that God did not leave any accusation with the enemy.
而我们是在感谢神。
We indeed thank God.
这也就好像给我们回到罗马书上看到。
This is just as leading us back to Romans to allow for us to see
神的义的那个事实。
The matter of God's righteousness.
神悦纳罪人。
God accepts sinners.
神怎么可以悦纳罪人？
How can he accept sinners?
因为有羔羊死了。
Because there is the lamb who was slain.
那羔羊的死。
And the lamb's death.
就把人在神面前一切过去的事情都拿走了。
Has taken away all the things that hinders man to come to God.
神悦纳罪人没有一点的不义。
And there is nothing unrighteous for God to accept sinners.
我们更感谢主的。
And we thank the Lord.
那这些罪人借着羔羊的被杀，给带到神的面前来。
And these sinners through the lamb being slain are brought before God.
他们也就在一个原来是罪人的身份，现在称义了。
And now, previously they were in the position of sinners, but now they have been justified.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
因着羔羊的被杀。
Because the lamb was slain.
人和神中间一切的难处都停止了。
There is no more difficulty between man and God.
撒旦要寻找借口来控告神，也没有留下给他一点的机会。
Even if Satan wants to find an excuse to accuse God, he has no grounds for it.
那这是头一点。
That's the first point.
所以说，你配解开书卷，你配展开书卷，配解开七印。
So that's the first point. He is worthy to take the book and open the seals.
因为你配。
Because he is worthy.
所以配是因为你曾被杀。
You're worthy because you once were slain.
那这是一个头一个结果。
That is the first result.
他把人带回神的面前。
He has brought man back before God.
让他们归于神。
So that they would belong to God.
那这个让神得着人。
And so that God is able to gain man.
这是第二点。
That is the second point.
人和神的难处解决。第一点。
That's the first point. Man's difficulty with God has been taken care of.
让神得回人是第二点。
The second point is that God is able to gain man.
当神得回人的时候。
Now when God gains man.
我们就碰到一件事情了。
We'll come into this matter.
那就是神在起初造人的时候，他的目的有了初步的完成。
That is in his original purpose. Now there is the first steps into that completion.
所以我们在地上一直看见归于神，归于神。
Therefore, we can see later on it's belonging to God, to God, to God.
成一个归于神，好像是做神的子民。
The first thing to God is seeming is that we are His people.
第二个归于神，就做了侍奉神的人。
The second matter to God is that we are ones who serve Him.
神有了他的子民。
God has His people.
神也得着有了。侍奉他的人。
And God also has those to serve him.
那这是神在造人的时候，神要在人身上所显明的一个目的。
And in God's creation of man, that is one of his purpose that he wants to be manifested.
而因着人的堕落。
But because of man's fall.
这个事情已经停止了很久了。
This matter has ceased long time ago.
神没有得着人。
God did not gain man.
人成了神的仇敌。
Man has become God's enemy.
人在那里抵挡神。
Man is opposing God.
人在那里对付神。
And man is dealing with God.
那现在呢？
But now.
这一个对付停止了。
This dealing is over.
这个抵挡停止了。
This enmity ceased.
那这些人给带到神的面前来。
So these people are brought before God's presence.
他们成了神的子民。
They became his people.
那成了神的子民，也就是说出他们是接受神的权柄的人。
And when they become his people, that tells us they accept his authority.
他们承认神的权柄。
That they acknowledge God's authority.
他们服在神的权柄的底下。
And they submit under the authority of God.
不但是服在神的权柄底下。
Not only do they submit under God's authority.
他们也接受一个工作。
But they also accept this work.
这一个工作我不把它说得太大。
Now I won't go into too much detail of this work.
但是这是非常的重要。
But this is a very important work.
因为他们有了一个侍奉神的资格。
It's because now they're qualified to serve God.
也在那里实际的去侍奉神。
And they're also they're actually serving God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因着他的被杀。
Because he was slain.
带进了第二个结果。
It brings us to the second result.
这一个结果。
And this result.
是叫神起初造人的心意得了成就。
It completes the original heart that God had in his original purpose of creating man.
那么然后。
And then.
还有第三件事情。
The third matter.
这些人就在地上执掌王权。
These people shall reign on the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是小事。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a little thing.
这些人在地上本来是该定罪、该进到死亡里的。
Now these people should be condemned of their sins and enter into death.
他们是活在地上没有神、没有指望的。
Because they live on earth without God and without hope.
他们只是一声叹息的在路地上走过就完了。
And their journey on earth is like a sigh.
但是现在这些人呢？
But now these people,
因着羔羊的被杀，
because the lamb was slain,
因着羔羊的流血，
because the lamb shed his blood,
他们接受了一个事实，
and they accepted this fact,
是神给他们有这个资格，
and it is God who gave them this qualification,
也有那一个实际，
and they also have that reality,
就是在地上执掌王权，
and that is to reign on earth,
在这就是在地上来表明神的权柄。
That is, they're able to manifest God's authority on earth.
那包括当中有一部分人是与基督一同作王的。
And includes in this are those who can reign with Christ.
那这是一个非常大的转变。
And this is a very great change for us.
把神的计划里头，神要做成的那一件事情，打开了那一个起头。
And so this opens the first step in the plan of God.
让神在地上显明他的权柄。
So that God can manifest his authority on earth.
显明他是管理全地的主。
To manifest that he is the Lord over all the earth.
不仅是如此。
Not only that.
并且这一个事情要继续的发展。
But that this matter would continue to expand.
到了有一天。
Till one day.
要叫整个的被造之物的包括宇宙中所有的一切都在这里尊基督为王。
That all creation, including everything in the universe, would acknowledge that Christ is king.
提到这一点的时候。
Now when we mention about that.
我想不能不要多说一些话。
I have to go a little more.
一般人一提到掌权。
In general, when people think about ruling.
就想到那个争权夺利的那个权。
They think about the authority where you have to fight for it.
你说将来我们的主作王。
You say when our Lord will reign.
他掌权。
When he has authority.
那就是他可以毫无保留的来统治人。
Does that mean he has complete dominion over man?
而这一些与他一同作王的人。
And those people who shall reign with him.
也许会作威作福了。
And maybe they can just do whatever they want.
那这是一般人一想到权柄的时候，立刻就有的反应。
Now that may be the immediate response of those people who think about authority.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能不在这里要强调一点。
But brothers and sisters, here we must stress one point.
当我们的主在地上做王的时候
，When our Lord reigns on earth.
当然你没有，不可能不看见他的统治的权柄。
Of course, you see the dominion aspect of his authority.
不然的话就不叫做王了。
Otherwise, he is not a king.
但是他不是只有这么一点。
But that's not only it.
那一般做王，或者说一般做统治者。
In general, a ruler.
他是向被统治的人收取那些好处。
He receives tributes for those who he rules over.
君王时代固然是这样。
Of course, that is in the days of the kings that would happen.
就是现在统治者。
Even now, for those who are in power. 虽然
说是开明，虽然说是自由民主。
Even though there's freedom and you say it's open.
但是他们所得的权力啊，远比他的权柄大呀。
But the privileges which they receive is surpasses their authority.
所以一般人想到权柄的时候，就马上。就牵到那个丰厚的利。
And so when in general people think about authority, they think of the gains which they will get the riches.
那我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
我们看见当主做王的时候。
We see when our Lord shall reign.
他不是向百姓取利的王。
He is not a king who would ask for tributes from his people.
相反的。
But on the contrary.
他还是用他的丰富尊贵荣耀来给他的子民去享用。
He himself would give his glory, honor, and riches for his people to enjoy.
用人的话来讲，
to use man's words,
这个是亏本的王啊。
This is a king who would lose.
别人做王是有赚的。
Others to be king, they will gain.
我们的主做王是亏本的。
But for our Lord to be king, it is for his loss.
他曾经要把命都交出来。
That even once he had to give of his life in order to be king.
做了王还要用他的生命的丰富荣耀尊贵来做人的公义。
And when he becomes king, he has to use the richness, the glory, and the honor of his life to provide for men. But we thank God.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主做王是这样做王。
Brothers and sisters, that is how our Lord will reign.
那与主一同做王的人呢？
And so for those who reign with him,
当然也是同样的在发表这一件事。
Of course, they would also manifest the same thing.
我们过去读马太福音末了的时候，
previously when we read the end of Matthew,
主说差遣门徒。要叫万民做他的门徒。
When the Lord sends his disciples to make disciples of all nations.
我们曾经说过，在马太福音里头做门徒的那个意义是非常大的。
And we have mentioned previously to be a disciple in Matthew is very great meaning.
因为马太福音里头做老师的那一位是君王。
Because the one who is the teacher in Matthew is the king.
他是掌握了天上地上所有权柄的王。
And he holds all authority in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
那是被带到他面前来做学生的，怎么学什么？
And so those students who are brought before him to learn, what are they to learn?
就是学着做王。
They learn to be kings.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
你看到二十四长老在那里唱新歌。
When you see the 24 elders singing a new song,
这些被买回来的人在地上执掌王权。
And so now these people are brought from the earth to reign.
那是什么一回事？
What matter is that?
那是成就了神的计划里面所要显明的神的权柄。
That accomplishes the plan of God in regards to manifesting His authority.
而且显明神的荣耀和丰富。
Also manifesting God's glory and fullness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们注意。
Brothers and sisters, let's pay attention.
这里提到这一批人。
Here, when it mentions this group of people,
原来是在地上。没有神，没有指望。
Originally, they were on earth without God and without hope.
因着羔羊的被杀。
But now, because the lamb was once slain,
他们被带到这个地步。
They have been brought to this state.
那我们看到被羔羊被杀的那个结果。
Now we see when the result of the lamb being slain.
我们就看到了为什么羔羊是配。
Then we realize why is the lamb worthy.
笼统的来说，就是他成全了。
In general, it's because he accomplished the will of God. But if we're to look into detail,
那我们就看见好多方面， 他解决了人在神面前所有的难处。
Then we'll see from all aspects that he has taken away the difficulty man has with God.
也成全了神在全地上面所要做成的事。
And he has also completed all the work that God wants to do on earth.
所以他配。
That's why he is worthy.
他配不是没有根据的。
So he is worthy with this foundation.
他是非常有根据的。
And it's not without reason that he is worthy.
我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
那因此我们看到。
Therefore, we can see.
在第五章的里头。
In chapter 5.
一直提到五次用羔羊。
It continues to mention about the lamb 5 times.
第一次是第二次在第六节
The first and second time is in verse 6
第三次是在第九节
And the third time is in verse 9
第四次是在十二节
And the fourth time in verse 12
第五次是在末了的那一节
And the last verse is in verse 13
这几处的经文
And in these few verses
都集中在羔羊被杀的这一个点
Focus is on this point that the lamb was slain
曾被杀的羔羊
This lamb who once was slain
他配得一切的尊贵荣耀权柄能力智慧
He is worthy to receive all blessing, honor, glory, power and wisdom
而这一个敬拜和赞美
Now this worship and praise
不但是在宝座上和宝座周围的四活物那里带起
It's not only brought forth from the throne and from the four beasts around it
24长老在那里应和
And not only does the 24 elders respond to it
同时也叫全宇宙也在那里有响应
But also that the whole universe would echo as well
我们感谢神
We thank God
那么当约翰被带到天上去的
Now when John is brought to heaven
长老那个四活物当中有人叫他说你上来看
And one of the four living beasts told him Come and see
将来必成的事
Come and see the things which shall come
他到上面一看
And when he went up to see
就看到这么一个事实
He saw this fact
这一个事实
And this fact
我们上次也特别提了
We already made mention last time
虽然在这里那个敬拜集中在做宝座的和羔羊
Even though this worship is focused on the one on the throne and the lamb
但是这个内容却是集中在神那永远的旨意
But the content is focused on the eternal will of God
一切的存留是根据神的旨意
And everything is kept according to the will of God
那而神的旨意所以能以完成 也是因着羔羊
And the will of God is able to be accomplished It is because of the lamb
过去如果说过去我们所看见的事现在的事不然是根据做宝座的
And of course the three periods of the things which was and the things which are and the things which are to come it is according to one on the throne
那现在就是将来必成的事呢
And now it's in the period of the things which shall come
仍然是根据做宝座的
It is still according to the one on the throne
但是你要看那个内容的时候
But when you look into the content
你看见整个的内容都和羔羊发生关系的
You can see the entire process has to do with the lamb
没有离开羔羊的
It does not depart away from the lamb
每一点每一滴都和羔羊有一个很紧密的连接的
Point and bit has a close relationship to the lamb
虽难怪当神永远的旨意成就的时候
That's why when the eternal will of God is accomplished
不单是神宝座的周围有发表
Not only all those that are around the throne of God would have a response
诸天都在那里同样的发表
But all heavens also declare
整个宇宙都在那里发表
And all the universe also declares
发表什么呢
What do they proclaim?
一个信息
The one message
做宝座的和羔羊
The one on the throne and the lamb is worthy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
将来必成的事就在这一个意象的里边做基础。
And this is the foundation in this vision of the things which will come.
也就是我们说曾经提过的必成的事 的根据是根据天上的定义。
And this is what we have also made previous mention of, that all the things which shall come is founded on the things which are in heaven.
那好了，现在我们就这样把第五章结束。
And this is how we'll end chapter 5.
我们巴不得第五章里面说给我们看见那个敬拜能引起我们还活在地上的时候也能进入同样的敬拜。
May it be that when we see the worship that is in heaven in chapter 5, as even we live on earth, we can also enter into that worship.
实在的从心里面看见羔羊适配。
That truly from our heart that we'll be able to see that the Lamb is worthy.
而不是只有外面的一些动作，一些表明说，这个就是敬拜。
Not only do we have external activities or actions to manifest that this is worship.
没有里面的那个看见，外头是没有可能有敬拜的。
We must have first the vision from within before we have the worship without.
那现在我们来到第六章。
Now as we reach chapter 6.
一来到第六章，也就是将来必成的事开始了。
At chapter 6 is the beginning of the things which shall come.
那将来必成的事。
Now the things which shall come.
一开始就不是一个很好玩的事啊。
Now the first thing mentioned is not a very good thing.
因为将来必成的事一开始。
Because at the beginning of the things which shall come.
你立刻就看见结印的事了。
Immediately we come into the contact of opening the seals.
羔羊从坐宝座的手里所拿过那个书卷。
Now, when the Lamb took the book, that is, when he was on the throne, there is sealed with 7 seals.
那这个印不揭开,
and now, if he does not open these seals,
书卷就不能打开,
then the scroll cannot be opened.
书卷不能打开,
and if the scrolls are not opened,
那也就是说神永远的旨意就不可能显明,
that also means that the eternal will of God cannot be manifested.
所以必须要揭开那七个印。
So he must open those 7 seals.
但是什么是印呢?
But what are these seals?
那我们还没有看印以前, 我们先要来决定什么是印。
Now before we look into these seals, we have to determine what are these seals.
那我们看到印在第六章里边差不多都出完了。
Now we can almost see that all the seals appear in chapter 6.
七个印里面在第六章出了六个,
now,
结了六个。
Six of these seals out of seven have been opened in chapter 6.
那么究竟这些印是什么呢?
Now what are these seals?
我们先要来决定这个印是什么一回事。
We must first determine this matter about the seals.
当然这个印是一个记号。
Of course these seals are a sign, a mark.
但是它确实有内容的。
But there is some content to that.
那这个印的内容是什么呢?
Now what is the content of this seal?
那我们看下去的时候。
Now as we read on,
我们就看到有两个事情我们要在看印的时候要先把它弄清楚。
There are two things that we must first make clear on before we look into these seals.
那我们看印。
When we look at the seals,
你看见印有一个共同的内容。
You see that these seals have a common factor.
都是说出困苦艰难的情形。
They speak of difficult situations.
我们说坦白一点吧。
To be more plain.
印都是说出灾难的光景。
The seals tells us of the condition of tribulation.
没有一个印不是带着灾难的。
All the seals bring with them tribulation.
所有的印都是带着灾难的。
All these seals bring tribulation.
那因此你看到印的时候，
therefore when you see the seals,
你几乎可以肯定说这就是灾难的记号。
You can almost say this is a mark of tribulation.
你说为什么是灾难呢？
Well, you say why is it tribulation?
那我们就不能不注意。
Then we must take note.
这七个印是封严着那个书卷的。
The seven seals seal this scroll.
那个书卷不能打开。
The scroll cannot be opened.
乃是因着这七个印在那里封严。
It is because the seal with these seven seals.
那这七个印是什么呢？
So what are these seven seals?
如果我们看下去的时候，
if we read on,
我们看见是灾难。
We see it is tribulation.
但是我们不能停留只是 看见它是灾难。
But we cannot just remain and say it is only tribulation.
再要看到这是灾难的原因是什么。
We must go further to see the reason for these tribulations.
那灾难的光景是小事。
The condition of the tribulation is minor.
但是那个灾难的原因是大事。
But what is major is the reason for these tribulations.
因为你没看到那个灾难的原因。
Because if you do not see the reason for them,
你就没有办法明白那个结印的那个目的是在哪里。
Then you cannot understand the purpose for opening these seals.
当你看到那个印是什么的时候，
When you see what are these seals,
你就晓得那个结印的那一个原因在什么地方。
Then you see the reason for opening them.
那我们几乎是可以这样说。
We can almost put it this way.
印所显明出来的那些灾难。
The tribulation which is manifested by the seals.
是神对人和地的追讨。
It is God's chastening of man and the earth.
我们回头来看。
When we reflect.
究竟神的计划为什么不能在地上执行呢？
Why is it that God's plan cannot be executed on earth?
神是全能的神。
Because he is the Almighty God. 有
什么能阻挡他去完成他所要做的事呢？
What can hinder him from accomplishing what he wants to do?
但是明明这一个书卷就给七个印封严了。
But it's very clear that this scroll is sealed with seven seals.
那我们就不能不注意。
Then we must pay attention.
是什么事情叫神的旨意不能打开？
What is it that does not allow for God's will to be open?
乃是人和地对神的对抗。
It is because of the opposition of man and the land towards God.
那如果神真要用他的权柄来解决这个事情，
Now if God wants to use his absolute authority to deal with this,
神绝对可以完成这个事。
He can absolutely accomplish
this. 但是如果神这样做的话，
But if God does it that way,
弟兄姊妹们，你看到一个结果。
Then brothers and sisters, you will see a result.
所有的人都完了。
Then it is completely finished for man.
这个地也完了。
This land will be destroyed.
如果要叫人和地给毁灭，
and if man and the land is destroyed,
那这个是神不甘心做的。
That is something God is not willing to do.
神是要把人挽回，
because God wants to redeem man.
神要是把地收回，
He wants to take back the land.
那所以神就用七个印来封严这一个书卷，
and so,
暂时不执行。
Therefore God sealed the scroll with seven seals to not execute this, this action.
什么时候再执行呢？
And when will he do this?
等到有人能把这个七个印揭开的时候，
when,
神就继续执行了。
When there will be someone who is able to open these seals, he will continue this process.
弟兄姊妹也记得，
Brothers and sisters, you also remember.
我们在开头的时候就已经提到这个和但以理那七十个七的那个关系。
This also has a relationship to the 70 weeks mentioned in the book of Daniel.
神有幕后的一个期没有执行。
And there's this last week that God has yet to execute.
这里就给我们看见神的那个永远的计划用七个印来封严。
And so here it shows us that God has sealed his eternal will with seven seals.
那一定要等到这七个印都揭开了。
And so only when these seven seals are opened,
那神的计划就继续可以往前了。
Then God's will can go forward.
但是如果这七个印没有揭开，
But before these seven seals are opened,
神要执行的话，
If God wants to execute it,
那所有的被造之物就没有路了，
Then there would be no way for all creation.
但是感谢神，
But we thank God,
羔羊被杀了，
The lamb was slain,
神就有了这个条件去让这七个印揭开了。
Then God has this way to open these seven seals.
因为当这七个印揭开的时候，
Because when these seven seals are opened,
神对人和地的追讨的时候，
The chastening of God towards man and the land,
那个结果就不是全地和全人全毁灭，
The result would not be that all man and the land would be completely destroyed,
而是羔羊成了人的印被，
but that the lamb has become the hiding place for man.
就有许多人能给保存下来。
And that many can be kept.
那到了这样的一个时候，
And at that time,
神就看结印的时间到了。
God sees that it's the time to open the seals.
那所以我们看到这个印一揭开，
And so we see when these seals are opened,
就是神在地上显明他对罪的追讨。
It is God manifesting his chastening for the result of sin on earth.
那么弟兄姊妹又在留意。
Now brothers and sisters also pay attention.
这个书卷是七个印来封上的。
The scroll is sealed with seven seals.
但是这个七个印的内容究竟是什么呢？
But what is the content of these seven seals?
如果我们看第六章,
if we look at chapter 6,
我们只看见六个印的内容,
we only see six content of these seals.
没有看到第七个印,
we did not see the seventh one.
但是如果我们要追踪上去看第七个印的时候,
but if we want to go forward to look at the seventh seal,
你就看见事情就变得很复杂了,
then you see it becomes very complicated.
哦, 你说, 因为第七个印揭开的时候
because when the seventh seal is open
你就看见另外的一个景象出来
you see another phenomenon
是什么呢
what is that
原来第七个印就是七字号
it is because the seventh seal is seven trumpets
哎呦第七个印一揭开
when the seventh seal is open
你就看到七个印七个号
you see seven trumpets
啊那这个七字号就是第七个印
And so the seven trumpets therefore are the seventh seal
所以第七个印揭开的时候
And so when the seventh seal is open
上头六个印
The first six seals
那头六个印每一个印揭开就是一种光景出现
So in the first six seals when one is open then a condition would appear
第七个印也揭开
But when the seventh one is open
就另外七个现象又出来
It will show us seven different conditions
那我想让弟兄姊妹先把这一点掌握过来
Now I want brothers and sisters to first grasp this
那我们来看在什么时候什么时候揭开第七印呢
Now let us see when is it that the seventh seal is opened
请先翻到第八章
Let us first turn to chapter 8
那第一节我们看看啊
Now,
羔羊揭开第七印的时候天上极静约有二刻我看见那站在神面前的七位天使有七字号赐给他们
And when he had opened the seventh seal there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour and I saw the seven angels which stood before God and to them were given seven trumpets
那弟兄姊妹你看见了
Brothers and sisters you see
七个印就是七
The seventh seal are the seven trumpets.
七个印第七个印一揭开
And when the seventh seal is opened,
你就看见七个天使接受七字号
You see seven angels receiving seven trumpets.
所以七字号合起来就是第七印
And so when these seven trumpets are put together, that's the seventh seal.
那么这样我们就会看领会
And so then we'll understand.
像这七字号继续在那里。
When these seven trumpets go on,
那到了第七字号就应该完结了。
It seems like then on the seventh trumpet it should end.
但是不是
But no.
当我们看到第七号的时候
When we see the seventh trumpet,
你又看见第七印的那个事情又重演一遍。
Then we'll see the same scenario as with the seventh seal.
那我们留意来看见。
Now let's look at that.
我们先找出第七号来。
Now let us first look at this, find the seventh trumpet.
那第七号在哪里呢
？Now where's the seventh trumpet?
第七号是在十一章十五节。
It's chapter 11, verse 15.
第七我们看看啊，第七位天使吹号。天上就有大声音说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国他要做王直到永永远远在神面前坐在自己位上的二十四位长老就面伏于地敬拜神说实在今在永的主神全能者我们感谢你因你执掌大权做王了外邦烦怒你的愤怒也临到了审判死人的时候也到了你的仆人众先知和众圣徒凡敬畏你名的人连大带小得赏赐的时候也到了你败坏那些败坏世界之人的时候也到了当时神天上的殿开了在他殿中出现他的约柜随后有闪电声音雷轰地震大爆那我们先看到这里、
yeah.
在这里的时候我们就好像说哦第七号一吹 你就听见天上有一个宣告了。
And so it seems like here we see when the seventh trumpet is sounded, you see a proclamation in heaven.
好像神所要做的做好了。
It seems like what God wants to do is done. The time has arrived.
但事实上我们看见。
But in fact, what we see,
当第七号吹过了以后，
when the seventh trumpet is sounded,
地上还没有成为主的国。
The earth has yet become the nation of God.
主还没有在地上执掌大权做王。
That the Lord did not have authority to reign on earth.
也没有看见众先知、众仆人、圣徒们得赏赐。
And that the prophets and all the saints did not receive the reward.
我们只是看到这一个事实，只是一个宣告而已。
We see this is only a proclamation.
那也就是说，
that is also to say,
那第七号事实并不就不是单单是这。
And so we see then the seventh trumpet is not only just end with this proclamation. So we must pay attention to verse 19.
当这个宣告一宣告过了，
Now when this proclamation is made,
天上的殿就开了。
The temple of God was opened in heaven.
天上的殿一打开就怎么样呢？
What happened when the temple of heaven was opened?
你看到神的约柜在那里出现。
You see that the ark of his testimony was seen there.There are lightnings and voices.
这种光景都是那个神的威严显明。
And all these conditions tell us of God's majesty.
有点像西乃山神降临的时候的那种光景。
It reminds us of the condition when God descended on Mount Sinai.
那所以显然我们看到。
And so we can see.
第七号的事情还没有完。
The matter of the seventh trumpet is not ended.
那没有完那在什么地那怎么样呢？
You say if it's not finished, then what?
因为接上去十二章就是一大串的那个意象在哪里？
Because starting from chapter 12 is a lot of vision.
那如果我们把这些天上的那个意象暂时隔在一旁。
Now we first would put aside these visions in heaven.
你往下面去找。
If we continue to read on.
找出神的殿的门一打开以后就发生什么事。
And for us to see what happens when the temple of heaven is opened.
我们就发觉那个秘密了。
Then we'll discover that secret.
有这么一请翻到十六节。
Now if you...
十六不不不不。
六章。
十五章
Chapter 15
十五章
Chapter 15
第五节
Verse 5
他说此后我看见天上那存法柜的殿开了
And after I looked and behold the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened
那掌管七灾的七位天使从殿中出来穿着洁白光明的细麻衣中间梳着金带是活物中有一个把盛满了活到永永远远之神大怒的七个金碗给了那七位天使
And the seven angels came out of the temple having the seven plagues clothed in pure and white linen and having their breast girded with golden girdles and one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever
Now, 弟兄姊妹，如果留意十一章十九节的时候
Now, brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to verse 19 of chapter 11,
就第七号的号一吹，那天上的殿的门就开。
Now, when the seventh trumpet was sound, the temple in heaven was opened.
那然后那天上的殿的开了，就怎么样呢？
Then what happens when the temple was opened in heaven?
就接到十五章的第五节了。
It takes us to chapter 15, verse 5.
出来七个天使。
Because then seven angels came out of the temple.
四个活物就把七个碗交给他们。
And the four living beasts gave them seven bowls.
那所以弟兄姊妹你看到了。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
这七个碗明说是盛满神大怒的。
The seven bowls are full of the wrath of God.
那这个七个金碗是什么呢？
And so what are these seven bowls?
很显然你就看见
Very apparently you can see
这七个碗就是第七号的一个部分
The seven bowls are a portion of the seventh trumpet
那第七号是有两个部分
Now there are two portions to this seventh trumpet
头一个部分是天上的宣告
The first part is the proclamation in heaven
宣告神的旨意在第七号吹响以后就完成
That the will of God will be completed after the seventh trumpet sounded.
第二个部分就显明第七号是什么一个 一些个内容。
The second portion tells us what is the content of the seventh trumpet.
那就是七个天使接受七个经文。
That is the seven angels receiving the seven bowls.
那这样我们就看到一件事。
Then we can see this.
七号就包括了七个碗。
Seven trumpets include seven bowls.
第七号就是七个碗。
And the seventh trumpet is the seven bowls.
那第七号完成的时候。
And when the seventh trumpet is finished.
不是完成在它那个号音停止的时候。
Does not end when the sound of the trumpet ends.
而是停止在七个碗倒尽了以后。
It is after all the seven bowls have been poured out.
那当七个碗倒尽了以后。
Now when these seven bowls have been finished pouring out.
我们就看见第七号上头的那个宣告的那个部分就果然是带到完成了。
Then indeed we see the proclamation from the seventh trumpet is indeed accomplished.
那么因此我们看了这些经文的时候
Therefore,
我们可以决定了两件事。
Therefore after reading these scriptures we can be assured of two things.
头一件事情
The first matter
印就是神的追讨。
That the seal is the chastening of God.
神的公义满足了。
When the righteousness of God is fulfilled,
神将来必成的事就进行了。
Then the things that will come will go forward.
弟兄姊妹记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
将来必成的事不是只限于那些灾难。
The things which will come not only is limited to the tribulation.
将来必成的事是一直延伸到新天新地。
But the things that will come goes extends forward to new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem.
但是这个就是这个书卷的内容。
And that is the content of the scroll.
整个书卷里面就是说到这些事情。
And what is contained in the scroll mentions about these things.
说到末了就是新天新地。
It tells us the end of these things is new heaven and new earth.
说到末了就说出这一切的完成是神的羔羊。
It tells us at the end of this is the Lamb to complete it.
所以就引出那一个渴慕，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
And so that leads us to the desire which we should have, Lord, may you come quickly.
那我们要看见神的旨意的完成。
And so when we see the completion of God's will,
头一件事情我们必须要注意到。
The first thing we have to pay attention to.
神的公义必须要满足。
That first, God's righteousness must be fulfilled.
这就是那七个印所表达的那一个意思。
That is the meaning that is manifested with these seven seals.
那所以当那七个印揭开的时候。
And so when these seven seals are opened.
你就看见神的追讨。
You see God's chastening.
你说他是审判或者说刑罚。都可以。
You can put it in a way that he is the one who judges or he is the one who punishes.
这是头一点。
That's the first point.
第二点，我们必须要看见那七个印是包括了七个号和七个碗。
The second point, we have to see that the seven seals include the seven trumpets and the seven bowls.
因为第七印就是七个号。
Because the seventh seal are the seven trumpets.
第七只号就是七个碗。
And the seventh trumpet are the seven bowls.
那我们弄清楚这一个关联的时候。
And so when we see this relationship.
那我们再来第六章来看羔羊怎么接印。
Then we'll see in chapter 6 how the lamb opens the seals.
我想今天晚上我们只能看第一印。
I think we'll only look at the first seal tonight.
其中有几个印是可以轻轻一提就可以的。不过我们看今天晚上看完第一印也就该停了。
And so we'll just end with the first seal tonight and some of the seals we can just touch on the point.
那第六章一开始就说我看见羔羊揭开七印中的第一印的时候。
And chapter 6 begins, and I saw when the lamb opened one of the seals and I heard.
四活物就有一个活物招呼约翰说来啊你看看。
And I heard as it were the noise of thunder one of the four beasts saying, come and see.
那约翰一看。
And when John saw,
就看见有一个骑着白马的。
And behold, a white horse, and one sat on him.
这个人这一个骑在白马上边的很有意思。
And the one who sat on the white horse is very meaningful.
他骑在马上是拿着弓。
He sat on the horse, had a bow.
如果看这种光景是应该是打仗的。
And when we look at this condition, it seems like he's going to war.
不然那个弓拿在手里。
Otherwise, why would he have a bow in his hand?
那另外呢，这个人又有冠冕赐给他的。
And a crown was given unto him.
他是带着冠冕的。
So he had with him a crown.
这一个冠冕是什么冠冕呢？
And what kind of crown is this?
不是做王的冠冕。
It is not a crown that reigns.
是奖赏的冠冕。
But it is a crown of reward.
弟兄姊妹记得我们才提过，那个，这个是使提反拿的那一个冠冕。
Now we have made previous mention also, this crown is the crown which Stephen also received. It is not a crown to be king.
但是这个人呢，他表达出来的是一个作战的那个姿态。
But what this person manifests is ready for war.
但是你没有看见他有什么兵器。
But you do not see that he has any weapon.
只是空空的有一张没有箭的弓。
But he only has a bow without arrows.
但是那个结果呢？
But the result is,
他是胜了又要胜。
And he went forth conquering and to conquer.
他得胜了。
He has overcome.
并且他是胜过一切他所能胜的。
And he also conquers all those he conquers.
那这个这是什么呢？
And so what does that tell us?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们说读启示录的时候，解释启示录真的是很多很多很多种解释。
We also may mention when we read Revelation, there are so many ways we can interpret it.
有人说这个骑白马的是
Some say that this one on the white horse is the Lord.
有人说他是敌基督。
Some say he is the Antichrist.
有人说是这，说是那。
Some say he different things.
那究竟这个骑白马的是什么呢？
So in fact, who is this one on the white horse? Who is he?
我有一个看法，跟许多弟兄们的看法都不一样。
I have this view that may be different from many brothers.
不是说我要标起利益。
It's not that I want to make my own thought.
我是要解说出来的，必须要和整个这里的那种光景能配合。
But I think what is when we interpret it, it has to be coincide with what is manifested in these conditions.
所以，我必须要和弟兄姊妹。说一说我的体会，弟兄姊妹也可以看看，有没有道理。
And so I share with you my view, and you can determine if it is reasonable.
我不敢说一定是对的。
I dare not say it is absolutely correct.
但是我觉得，其余的弟兄们，他们过去的一些的解说，我实在感觉不满意。
But I do not feel that I'm satisfied with the previous brethren's interpretation of this.
因为你说他是基督，
because if you say that he is Christ,
这里有一个困难。
There's a difficulty with that here.
不错，他是骑白马。我们的主在十九章出来的时候，他也是骑白马。
Yes, he is on a white horse. When our Lord appears in chapter 19, he is also on a white horse.
但是那个骑白马的基督有一样跟这个骑白马的不一样。
But that Christ on the white horse, there's something different about that and this.
那个骑白马。十九章骑白马的基督，他戴的冠冕是做王的冠冕。
The crown on Christ, when he is on the white horse in chapter 19, is a crown to rule.
这个骑白马的戴的冠冕是赏赐的冠冕。
But this crown here is a crown that is a reward.
这是头一点。
That's the first point about that.
十九章的这个骑白马的。
The one on the white horse in chapter 19.
他是在对付那一个列国抵挡神的势力成功了以后显出来的。
He has manifested after he has dealt with all the nations opposing God.
但是这里呢？
But here,
他那个征战的目的不明显。
The purpose of the battle here is not evident.
隆隆统统的就是说他胜了又要胜。
It is very general. He went forth conquering and to conquer.
有人说，
Some say,
他只有基督才能达到这个胜了又要胜的那个地步啊。
That only Christ can manifest this condition of conquering and to conquer.
那弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
我们必须记得，
We must remember,
这个是将来必成的事。
These are the things which will come.
还没有开始。
It has yet to begin.
时间还没有这个结印的时间还没有开始。
The time for these seals to be opened has not yet come.
那同时呢？
Also,
我刚才说他那个征战的那个目标啊不明显。
I previously mentioned that the purpose of the battle is not clear.
他跟谁征战呢？
Who is he warring against?
他征战的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of this war?
这里是含含糊糊的。
It's very abstract here.
那因此这些都是值得我们去再追寻一下的。
Therefore, we need to pursue after these questions.
那正因为在这里有一些需要追寻的。
And because there are some unanswered questions here.
再加上一样。
And
为什么刚才我和弟兄姊妹们先肯定这些硬的意义是什么呢？
The reason why at first was clear on the matter of these seals with brothers and sisters.
如果我们肯定这些硬的是灾难的话。
If we're clear that these seals are tribulation.
那就绝对不可能这个是基督。
Then it's absolutely not possible that this one on the white horse is Christ.
因为在这里你没有看见什么灾难。
Because here you do not see any tribulation.
但是你说这七个印不是灾难。
But if you say these seven seals are not tribulation.
那这个七个印究竟是什么呢？
Then what are these seven seals?
你说有些是好的。
You say some are good.
有些是不好的。
Some are not good.
那这样就把那七个的那个意义弄得非常的含糊。
Then we will be so abstract and confused on the meaning of these seals.
不可以说一个印是好的，另外一个印是不好的。
You cannot say one seal is good, one seal is bad.
这个在解经上面是有难处的。
We will have difficulty interpreting the Bible that way.
所以我们必须要看到印那个统一的那个意义。
So we must see the meaning, the one meaning of the, seals.
那现在
Now,
那我把我的体会交通给弟兄姊妹们看看。
I share with you my understanding.
这一个骑在白马上，拿着弓，又有赏赐，又拿着又有征战得胜的把握的。
And this one on the white horse had a bow and a crown, and went forth conquering and to conquer.
这一个是从撒旦出来的。
This one is from Satan.
你说他是假基督。
You say he is the false Christ.
他还不够资格做到假基督。
He is not sufficiently qualified to be that one.
他只能是假基督手下的一个大将。
He can be a great general for the false Christ.
如果他是假基督的话。
If he himself was the false Christ.
他怎么也不会戴一个赏赐的冠冕。
He would not wear a crown, a reward.
他一定是戴一个纣王的冠冕。
He would wear with him a crown that would rule.
你看到以后我们要看见那个兽，那个假基督的那个兽，你就看他，看他一个冠冕还不够，他要弄上。
We can see the beast from the false Christ that not only does he have one crown but seven crowns.
那所以这个是什么？
So what is this?
这个是迷惑天下的假基督的手下。
This is someone who is under the false Christ who would deceive all nations.
他征战的兵器不是看得见的。
That you cannot see the weapon he uses in battle.
所以你看见他只拿着弓。
So you only see he holds a bow.
只有弓是不能征战的。
Only the bow, you only have the bow, you cannot fight.
光是就是有了剑，在征战上面来说也是不完备的。
Even if you only have a sword in battle, that is not fully equipped.
但是你又不能说它不是一个征战的那个兵器。
But you cannot say the sword is not a weapon of war.
并且它还能带出一个结果，它胜了又要胜了。
And this person on the white horse also shows us that he went forth conquering and to conquer.
我想从前大概是不会有太多的人能了解这是什么回事。
I think maybe in the past not many can understand this condition.
但是经过了最近这几十年，我们慢慢就看得比较清楚一点了。
But throughout these few decades, maybe we're able to see more clearly.
我想套用一些人的话了，一说弟兄姊妹心里大概也会知道我会怎么看他。
And I think through some of the words I share, brothers and sisters would know how I would view this person.
这一个骑白马的乃是在思想战线上的征战。
This person who is on the white horse, the battleground for this war is in our mind and thought.
所以你看不见那个明明的兵器的。
So you cannot see a very apparent weapon.
那么这些经过了这几百年。
And so through these hundreds of years,
你看到那个人的思想的那种变化。
You can see how man's mind and thought continues to change.
现在还没有变化到那个骑白马出现的时候。
And even the change that's going on now has not reached the condition when the man on the white horse appears.
那一种思想辖制人、控制人、那个阻挡人的那一个情况。
We have yet to see the condition where man's thoughts and mind would hinder and bind and control us.
特别是那个无神的思想。
Especially the thought of atheism.
特别是那个那些唯物主义的那个东西。
Especially the matter of
materialism. 那是什么马列主义的东西。
And Marxism.
在科学上面的什么进化论的那个基础发展出来的其他各种各样的学说。
And these are the thoughts of evolution and all those things.
你看多少人就是这样的给俘虏去了。
And you can see how many are taken captive in that way.
但现在还没有到现在第一匹马出来的时间。
But now is not even the time when this first white horse would come. When you even see the condition now.
这一种战争是俘虏人于无形的。
That these kind of battle would capture men without any sign.
那比如说最近我不是也提过说，稍微在主日的时候稍微提过了那个基因的那个图解弄出来吗？
Recently we mentioned on Sunday about the
DNA.
The mapping of the DNA.
那么已经在带出了这一个很明确的事实。
It shows us a very clear fact.
进化这个东西啊，再没有根基来诉说的了。
There's no more foundation for this matter thought of evolution.
但是那些心思里面就是那样顶撞神的人。
But for those in their hearts that are so opposed to God,
他们只是在那里发出一些个问号。
They can only give questions there.
既然是这样，
since this is the
case, 那么人的生存的意义在哪里？
Then where is the purpose, the meaning of man's life?
他们宁愿在这一个方面去寻求答案。
They rather look for the answer in that aspect.
他们就死不肯放弃他们这个无知。
But yet they would not let go of their ignorance.
弟兄姊妹，你又看天文上面的发现。
Brothers and sisters, when you look into astronomy,
多少多少的那个这些年来所发现的现象。
You can see all the phenomena that have been discovered lately. It continues to tell man.
如果没有神，就不可能有这样的现象。
If there is no God, you cannot have such phenomena.
但是人就不肯。
But man just would not.
接受。神的地位。
Except the position of God.
你看到许许多多。
When you see so much.
就算不碰到这一个自然科学上的东西。
Even if you do not encounter the natural things about science.
你跑到那个哲学的范围里面。
Even if you enter the arena of philosophy.
你看见那个哲学已经好像走到没有路走了。
And you see that seemingly philosophy has come to an end.
他们还是在那里动思想。
Yet they're still trying to think up more things.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what are those things?
这个是撒旦的猜疑，在人的思想里面所发动的那一种无形的战争。
Those are messengers sent of Satan to have that battle that is unseen.
把人都俘虏过来。
And that takes man captive.
人还不知道做了俘虏。
And man has not yet realized they have been taken captive.
哦，难怪这一个人他头上戴的冠冕是一个长赏。
And that's why this person has a crown of reward on his head.
因为在敌基督的眼中看来，哦，这个大战为他立了很多的功劳。
Because in the Antichrist's sight, this general of his has done great work.
他俘虏了许许多多的人。
He has taken so many captive.
却没有让被俘虏的人感觉自己是给俘虏。
And yet those who are captured does not realize it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个真的是 很危险的战争。
This is a very dangerous battle.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你说这个不是灾难啊？
You say this is not a tribulation.
弟兄姊妹们啊
brothers and sisters,
把人捆绑在与神抵挡的那个地位上不改变，这个不是灾难是什么？
If it's taken captive of man that they oppose God and cannot change from that position, if that is not tribulation, what is it?
身体有感觉。苦不堪言才叫做苦难吗？
Only when you suffer in the body physically, then you call that tribulation?
其实这种苦难是最可怕的苦难。
No, but these kind of tribulation is most fearful.
所以他是第一批跑出来的就是他。
And so that's the first group that is shown.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们的主揭开第七印的时候。
When the Lord opens the first seal.
他给我们看见。
He allows for us to see.
将来在全地上有非常激烈的那个思想的战争。
That on earth there is to come very great fierce fighting in our mind and thought.
我们现在所面对的只不过是一点点，一点点，还不是全面。
What we face today is only bits and pieces, not complete.
我们家隔壁住了一些人。
In my home, we have neighbors.
这些人当中有一个人有一部车子。
That have this car.
我姊妹，我们来的时候，她就告诉我说：“哎呀，隔壁那个人，他车上有一条鱼啊。”
My wife told me that the neighbors, had a fish on their car.
他说：“很可能又是一个达尔文主义的人吧。”
And maybe they are those who accept the Darwinism.
他一天，他没有人在那里，车子停在那里，他就跑上去看清楚。
And so she went, when there's no one in the car, that was parked there, she went to see it clearly.
他没有看见那条鱼有脚的。
She did not see that there was, legs, added to the fish.
但是他却看见那一条鱼里面有字。
But she saw words in that fish.
那个字，耶稣。
And that word there is Jesus.
但是他前面嘴巴里头又有点小鱼。
But they also have some small fish in front of that big fish of Jesus.
把那个小鱼咬住的。
And so it seems like the big fish is eating the small fish.
那个小鱼的里面又有几个字。
And there are also small words in that small fish.
达尔文。
Darwin.
那标准的这是美国人的玩意，我们觉得也没什么意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Americans...think of.
但弟兄姊妹，起码看见现在还有这一天的大鱼吃掉小鱼。
But even now, you can see those kind of schemes. That there's the big fish eating the small fish.
但是等到第一匹马出来的时候
，But when the first horse is shown,
你就不大可能再看见一条大鱼吃小鱼。
No longer will we be able to see that scene when the big fish is eating the small fish.
或者是翻过来是小鱼吃大鱼。
Maybe in those days, it would be the small fish eating the big fish, brothers and sisters. You can see.
这一种思想的毒害
the poison from these kind of
thoughts. 把人毒害到一个地步，在神面前成了完全没有指望的人。
Has poisoned man to a point that before God, they have no hope.
我们没有信主以前，我们也是没有指望的。
Before we believe in the Lord, we are also those without hope.
但是我们还是有机会成为有指望的人。
But we still have the chance to become those with hope.
如果给这个骑白马的俘虏过去啊，连那个要成为有指望的人的机会都没有。
But if we have been taken captive by this on the white horse, we do not even have the chance to be those with hope.
绝对是100%。是没有指望的。
Will be absolutely hopeless.
这一个伤害是好厉害。
This danger is very great.
所以在这一个时候
，So at this time,
神要追讨这个事情。
God wants to chase after this matter.
他不让这个骑白马的长久在那。
So he will not allow for this on the white horse to be always there. So when he appears, he is finished.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是第一匹马。
This is the first horse.
也就是第一个印。
That is the first seal.
第一个印就说出了当时人给毒害的那一种光景。
This shows us the condition in which man is poisoned to.
我们实在不知道该如何向主有一个祷告。
We indeed don't know how we should pray before the Lord.
主啊，能不能不让这个事情出现？
Lord, could it be possible that this would not appear?
但是我想是不可能。
I don't think it's possible.
因为地上的人越过越抵挡神。
Because as time passes, men would oppose God even more.
我不敢说我们是到了一个爱莫能助的地步。
I dare not say that we're to a point that nothing would help.
但事实上事情就是这样发展。
But that is how the facts are that it would come about.
因此我们从这个事实翻过来。
Therefore, from this matter, we can look at it from the other side.
我们就看见我们这些人现在蒙所蒙的恩典和所蒙恩的那个事实是何等的大。
And we can see how great our grace is and how great we have been blessed with this grace.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们虽然是不太明白将来必成的事的那个绝对
的
情形。
Even though we cannot have an absolute understanding of the condition of the things to come.
但是我们知道我们如今在基督里的人我们不会面对这个事实。
But we know for us in Christ we will not face those things.
所以我们还是感谢主。
So indeed, we have to thank the Lord.
I think
I'll end my sharing here today.